Guys, the topic today that we have is products liability issues in car wreck cases. And a lot of times it kind of goes into the last topic of insurance coverage. There's a lot of times when we get a case in the door which has catastrophic injuries, but minimum policies, or in some cases there's a $50,000, $100,000 policy, but you've got multiple fatalities and that sort of thing. And what we what I've learned over time is that every case that has a catastrophic aspect to it needs, you owe it to your client to investigate it from a product's angle. And so some of the things that we have to look at, you know, some of the claims, obviously there's design defect claims, manufacturing defects, which are few and far between these days, warnings claims, and breach of warranties are the four basic types of claims. The type of things that we look at when we get a products case in or we're investigating a product case is, hey, what, I mean, does this car wreck make sense to you? You know, sometimes you have a car wreck where you have a fender bender and somebody's got a sore back. Okay, well, that makes sense. But if you have a fender bender, but somebody's dead, well, that doesn't make sense. Or if you've got multiple people in a car, and one of them is catastrophically injured, and the rest of them walk out of the car, well, that doesn't make sense. You know, if there's restrained occupants that are ejected from the car or have some type of injury that doesn't make sense, and we'll talk about some case studies in a bit, are kind of red flags that we look for in every case.